Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Thanks for being here tonight, and I got the opportunity to spend some time with a gentleman who's become a very good personal friend of mine over 20 years now, somebody who really is a health and wellness expert, not just because he is a doctor, even though that's who he is, but also because this is what he does. This is what he lives. He understands the human body. He understands how people function, or more importantly, how they oftentimes dysfunction, and he's made it his life's mission to help people live more abundant health. Of course, I'm talking about a chiropractor, our health expert, our scientific advisory board member, Dr. Michael Trulia. So Dr. T, I know you've got a great topic lined up for tonight because it's one that sadly is probably going to be relatable to a lot of people, but I think you've also got some good advice and solutions. So I'm going to let you get our call kicked off.
Very good. Yes. The topic, of course, we're going to speak about is autoimmune disease and how might they happen and what goes on. But, you know, the body doesn't work in a vacuum. In other words, we have 206 bones. We have about 600 muscles. They're all synergistic. They're all moving, and one depends on the other. So in medicine, a lot of times, they want to know where exactly your problem is. And let's say you point to the right side of your lower neck. Then many times they concentrate on that, where the problem could be your feet, believe it or not. Because just think about this. If you took a 500-pound horse and put a stone the size of a pea in its shoe and did nothing about it, eventually that horse could possibly have ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, or back pain, all due to a small pebble-sized stone in its shoe. And it's because of the kinetic chain and how the body works. As a matter of fact, in one of my journals we just received, there was a statement, and I thought it was very apropos, and it says, and it's talking about chiropractic, but this is where we fit in. At its core, the philosophy of chiropractic is about the alignment of the spine, but here's the other part, as well as lifestyle, habits, and health of the body, mind and soul, as a unit. So even in our national journals, we talk about the total systems concept that you need to look at, not just look at one area just because that's where the supposed pain is. You know, what's causing it? Why is it causing it? The power of the mind, for example. We've given an example one time before on one of our calls, but for you new people, I'm going to repeat it because I think it's worth that. This is how strong the mind is. Over in India, the country of India, there was a Union Carbide company, and outside their big, large building, they had a huge, huge field, and many of the Indians would cut greens for their dinner. And one day, there was a couple of thousand Indians out there in that field. This is a true story. And all of a sudden, they looked up, and a huge cloud was coming over. And then they thought, well, maybe we should run, and they started running. Long story short, they hospitalized about 1,000 of those people with a very bad illness. Come to find out, it was poisonous gas that was coming out of that Union Carbide facility, and over 200 people, Indians, died that day. Well, fast forward about 10 years. Many of them didn't even know they were young about that spill. And all of a sudden, there was this huge cloud coming out of the Union Carbide building. Again, a couple of thousand people out in the field, and they took off running again. And they hospitalized over 1,000 people that day, and nearly 200 were as close to death as you could possibly be. They had low heart rates. Breathing was very much labored. Until someone came in and yelled, oh, everything's fine. It was a steam cloud. Absolutely nothing chemically induced in that cloud, nothing that could produce any poison. But the point is, the mind is so powerful, it believed that it was shutting itself down. So that's why we, as doctors of chiropractic, try to talk about the holisticness of the body. don't know if you saw the news today, but when I was back in graduate school, we took around somewhere between 40 and 70 hours of nutrition. The average medical school took about 3 hours. And so I saw today that Kennedy has pushed, and I think there's either 52 or 3 medical universities now that are going to require their doctors to have at least 40 hours of nutrition. And I say all this to say, this is where you guys and gals come in, because you're further ahead of the curve than you think you are when we can just introduce, for whatever the symptoms are, great nutritionals to the body to help the total systems concept, that I like to call it, of healing to occur in the body. And so what about this autoimmune problem, and what causes the immune system to mistakenly attack healthy tissues? Well, what happens, first of all, some of the symptoms, it can result in chronic inflammation, which can lead to fatigue, joint and pain stiffness, skin issues, digestive stress, and low-grade fevers. And symptoms will often come in waves. Some days I feel really great, and some days fair, and other days it feels like a train ran over me, is what these symptoms are explained to do. Again, it talks about the symptoms often come in waves and vary by condition, but common nonspecific signs include muscle weakness, hair loss, and numbness. So all these things are possibilities of what can happen with this. But again, if you look up many diseases, some of these symptoms will cross over. So that's why we're trying to use right now, and tonight we're going to talk about a baseline, but everybody's body is different, and everybody's at a different level. Just one thing alone. Let's just talk about if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, you may need to add our new product to this regime I'm going to talk about. So everything's dependent, and that's why we're not diagnosing what we're doing or giving you a diagnosis or how to diagnose. You're not able to do that unless you're a physician. But to give a broad spectrum of nutrients that can help these symptoms. There are approximately, as I told you, just many different things that mask it or similar to it, and there are approximately 40 diseases that have been linked to bacterial imbalance in the body, according to the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. So, again, I would love for it to be like the old days in a car where you got a bad spark plug, you just change it and life's good. The body does not work that way. It's just, think of it as in synergy, and it's all working together. Well, how does chiropractic then work with that? Well, very simply, what we do is we're trying to create the body to fire at 100%, the central nervous system. The central nervous system runs everything in the body, from the brain itself to the eyes to the ears to your shoulders and arms and hands and fingers are moved by the central nervous system. The central nervous system, as Dr. Marsh and I were talking about earlier, go to the heart and the lungs, the kidneys, the spleen, every single organ and tissue in the body, the central nervous system runs. So how I see my job, all the way down to digestion, to the small, the large intestines, the whole alimentary canal, everything down to your toes is run by that central nervous system. Well, if that's the case, then why do we need Zuma, or why do we need any of the nutritionals? Well, it's quite clear. My job is to try to rebalance the structure so it is indeed balanced and allowing those nerves to wherever they're going to fire as close to 100% as they can. But the purpose of Zuma and our nutritionals is then to balance internally. So there are three major things that begin the journey to what we like to call dis-ease. Left undone leads to disease. So internally, the three basic things are poor hydration, poor pH, and poor mineralization. So what we want to begin to do is to, as I am trying to balance the structure externally, I want to also be able to balance it internally. I have spoken many times that I take about 40 of Zuma's nutrients a day. Some are double, like, for example, my life source. I may take 4 of those a day. But it adds up to about 40 nutrients. Why is that? Because I know that daily the body is at war. And that's how I see things like this autoimmune system begins to occur, that it's a slow, insidious breakdown. Because again, how many people have you heard speak that, hey, I feel good, I don't need your Zuma products. I'm pretty healthy, I can run faster than you, I don't need any of those products. And so the problem is they're thinking symptoms. I feel good, therefore I must be healthy. I have no pain, therefore I must be okay. But that's the insidiousness of the diseases. All disease process, in my opinion, starts with a mild inflammatory process that many of us, quite frankly, don't even know that it exists. If you've been on many of my calls, you've heard me say in the morning when I brush my teeth, I go exceptionally brushing my gums because inevitably the top left, the top right, the middle, or the bottom left or bottom right or the middle of my gums will start to show a small telltale tenderness, which is an indicator for me that I've got an inflammatory process starting somewhere in the body. And so many of us feel and don't even think much about it, and we continue on doing whatever we do. But I look at the Zuma nutrients as my army, my personal army, that's now going internally. And it's checking everything in the body to try to rebalance, to try to fight the bad guys when, you know, the war is small. Whether you agree or disagree with what's going on with Iran and all of that today, I heard Pete Hegseth say today something that I truly believe in. Don't go in just, you know, let's be nice. If this is what we've got to do, I want to eradicate that war immediately. And that's what I want to do in the body. I want to eradicate it immediately. So I work on my preventative team, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. And then I send in the bigger guns if that's what I need, which is other nutrients to more specifically fight one of the enemy because it's bigger than some of the rest. So hopefully that makes sense. So what do we do? What should we look at? And again, we're talking about autoimmune system, but truly what I'm about to give you is a great preamble to any other attack that you may have. And I want to be completely clear, the list I'm giving you tonight is not certainly an end all be all. This to me is just a baseline. If you feel like your energy is not what it should be, your strength is not what it should be, you have joint pain, then this is the baseline. Let's get it ready to go to further war. And so top of my list certainly is X2O. I have believed for the 20 years that I've been with Ken and Zuma and the team, and I've spoke with Ron about it many times, and you know, all the guys there and gals, that you've got to be properly hydrated. And so we target as a baseline, and many of us don't get there, but we get a lot closer than we were, to half your body weight in ounces of water a day. So I use my Zuma bottle sort of as my major. And for me, at my level, I try to drink two of these bottles of water between 8 a.m. and noon, and two more between noon and the end of my day. So I try to space it out, but I like to have what I call a POA, a plan of action. So that's my plan of action. I start off when I originally started with Zuma, I would do three of those packets every single day. I'd do my water, about 5 ounces in the morning, 3 to 5 ounces. I'd put in my X2O packet, shake it up, let it sit for a couple of minutes, and then I drink that down as what I like to call a power shot. And then again, I fill up that bottle twice between 8 a.m. and noon. And at that time, then I'd fill up another bottle at noontime. I'd throw out the old power pack or sachet and do the same procedure. Put about 5 ounces in, put my power pack in, shake it up, drink it down at noon as another power shot. Try to drink two more bottles between noon and 4. And then about 4 o'clock, throw the second power pack out, put a third one in, put about 3 to 5 ounces of water in my bottle, shake it up as a power shot, drink it down, and again, finish up with at least one bottle from 4 to bedtime. So I try to do 4 to 5 bottles of this a day, but now there are days I'll back down to 2. If I feel it's cold season or I feel like I'm around a lot of people with that, then I will beef it back up again. So, you know, that's the very first primary action, is to carbohydrate. And if I'm going to drink that much water, why not drink the most powerful water I know of on earth? And that's bringing that pH of that water to almost a 10 to completely clean the system, clear the system, and to be ready to take on new nutrients. The second thing, believe it or not, that I promote for if you're really looking at an autoimmune system is we have to get the system as clean as possible. So to do that, I really put our Nature's Body Cleanse. The Nature's Body Cleanse does just that. It helps to cleanse the body. You don't have like this explosive diarrhea. It's not for that. It's a gentle product that I recommend that you use. And the first time, if it's possible, if you're not in severe state, I would do like on Friday night if you're off on a weekend, just so you can feel, what it's going to do to your system and, how long in the morning before you go to the bathroom. But why is that important? Because the body processes different foods. There's amylase that is processed in the mouth for things like potatoes, starches. So the process starts with a clean mouth and clean teeth, and that's why, again, I look at my X2O to cleanse myself and to make sure that my body's ready to receive these things. And all along the alimentary canal, which is everything from where your food goes in to where your food goes out, is called the alimentary canal. And so there are different sections of the large and small intestine, and so the food is trying to process and the nutrients are trying to be broken down so they're utilizable. But they can't be utilizable if your tube is clogged up. And that's the purpose of this Nature's Body Cleanse. It's a very gentle, very nice. My wife and I understand Ron's wife both have a heavy problem a lot of times with constipation. And both of them have said this Nature's Body Cleanse, they've used many things throughout their lives, is one of the greatest products that we have to use because it works very effectively with them. And again, why is that? Because we want to gently not just push what's in the tube out, but clean the walls, sort of shave the walls of the alimentary canal to make sure it's ready then to receive the nutrients properly. The next thing I like as a baseline certainly is our probiotic program. For me, I take my probiotics every evening. I take it. I have a handful of supplements that I take before I get ready to go to bed, and that's one of those supplements. I take one in the evening, and that seems to help me because I'm trying to get proper flora, proper the right bacteria. You want your pre and your probiotics in the system. So prebiotics are composed from foods that can feed the microbes in the gut, such as non-digestible fibers that end up fermenting in your gut bacteria, a process that promotes growth of more beneficial microorganisms. Now, the benefits, again, the prebiotics serve as food for bacteria in your gut microbiome. And then again, we talked about fermentation of prebiotic fibers result in the production of beneficial short-chain fatty acids, such as acetate, butyrate, and propionate. The whole point is don't worry about so much about what's going on. Understand Zuma has taken extensive time to put this formula together so your prebiotics will be effective. Now, the good news is that we also have pre and probiotics in our product. And so the probiotics are living microorganisms, specifically bacteria and yeast. When taken in sufficient amounts, probiotics can promote health benefits like supporting gastrointestinal health and digestion. And there we go back to what I was talking to you about originally, is to clean the intestinal tract. So not only are you digesting, but you're digesting closer to that 100%. I mean, nothing's going to be 100% all the time, but that's your goal and what you're aiming for. The benefits, again, are diverse as the bacteria themselves. Some probiotics focus on digestion, comfort, helping with bloating or irregular bowel movements. Others target immune system support, and many others benefits we're discovering through ongoing research. The body is so complicated. Just think about the liver, for example. I told people, if I ever want to pass you, if you're going to any type of medical student, a doctor of chiropractic, and I wanted to pass you, what I would say is, where did you go to school? Obviously, you should know that. What is your name? You should know that. And how do you feel? You should know that. Okay, great, you're passed. You're a doctor of the state. If I wanted to flunk you, I'd just ask you one question, and that would be, Just give me the 6,000 functions of the liver. I believe, I don't care what kind of doctor it is, that no one can name all 6,000 functions off the top of their head. So the purpose would be to flunk that person, and that's why I would do it. My point being, the body is so complex, that's why we can't just give you, okay, for the heart you take this, for the liver you take this, for the spleen you take this, for the intestines, so forth and so on, because it's, again, a synergistic effect. All of the things that you put in your body are going to work either for or against. So, again, what my process is, let's try to clean up the system and then add the nutrients we need. The last of my based product for daily gut health would be our Zion 365. I like that product for many different reasons. When I'm trying to drop a few pounds, I like using that almost as my lunch replacement. I may 2 or 3 hours later take on our Metabolize, our protein product if I need more protein. But the Zion 365 has a good flavor. I like what it tastes like. It, you know, I'm using about 10 to 12 ounces of water with this. I mix it. The flavor is very, you know, not offensive, and it also fills you, but it's also helping with, that's why they call it 365. You know, every day I try to take that, part of the pro and prebiotic package. Now, once again, that's my baseline. Now, again, as winter comes on, and we'll see around 300 visits, so it's very busy, but the point of the matter is, I've got little kids. They're running in and out of that office all day. And Dr. Bud, one of my business partners, his own daughters were out of school 2 days because the whole class came down with colds. So, you know, little kids are rubbing their nose, they're touching the doorknob. You don't know that. You go in, you open the door, your eye itches, you rub your eye, boom, you may become infected. Again, you may not know it that day. It's not about the symptom. So that's why during those winter months, and quite frankly for me, I take our liquid silver every single day, just because 12 months a year there's always something going on with me because I'm always around so many different types of people. And I have to say, do these things work? I can say this, we're moving into March, and praise God, we went through a pretty heavy winter, saw a lot of colds, had people with COVID in my office, many different things. And I'll have to say this year I have not had one cold or symptom of a cold this whole year. And I really attribute that to, you know, staying adjusted, number one, and number two, trying to find this healthy baseline program. Am I perfect? No. I have to tell you that I've filled up my bottle. I've come in the morning and gotten very, very busy, and it's 7 o'clock at night. I saw my first patient at 7:30 in the morning, and 7 o'clock at night, I'm packing up to come home, and my bottle's still sitting on my desk. You know, we're not perfect. But what we're trying to do is do the best we can to promote, again, what I like to call the total systems concept of health, balancing the external, keeping up a little exercise, taking the proper nutritional products and programs, and trying to watch the diet. So with that, Dr. Marsh, I'm going to turn it back to you and let you pick up the pieces that I missed.
I appreciate that, Dr. T, and you're right. I mean, this is one of those topics that I bet for everybody listening, if it's not you, you definitely know somebody who's been diagnosed with or has battled an autoimmune condition. In fact, just some interesting statistics. In the U.S., and again, the statistics aren't very accurate in terms of nailing it down to a specific number, but it's estimated that approximately anywhere from 24 to 50 million people in the U.S. live with an autoimmune disease. Okay, and that represents anywhere from 5 to 8% of the population. So, and the problem with these autoimmune conditions is they're chronic and they're often debilitating. The worst part about these autoimmune conditions, and this is something that, Dr. T, I know you know all too well from your experiences, the traditional way the medical industry likes to address these autoimmune conditions is not through what Dr. T talked about tonight. It's, hey, your immune system's going erratic, it's overreacting, so what we need to do is we need to give you this drug, and this drug is an immunosuppressant drug, so that we can calm your immune system down, essentially push your immune system into a weakened state, so it, even if it's overreacting, it can't be as effective, and that should help, you know, alleviate some of the you know, symptoms that you're experiencing from these autoimmune conditions. And while I suppose that is one way of trying to approach it, the bigger problem, as many people who have had these autoimmune conditions realize, is that that is not a long-term answer. In fact, the worst part about that is because we're taking a pharmaceutical to stimulate the suppression of our own natural innate immune system, that leads to a whole other chapter of potential issues, because we're very susceptible to a lot of illness. And so when you were talking about, you know, having such good fortune, so to speak, Dr. T, about not being sick or ill, that isn't by accident. That's because you, unlike what a lot of people may do, you know, in terms of trying to suppress their immune system, you're doing things to build and strengthen your immune system. And, of course, you know, what you're talking about tonight is lends beautifully to that. When we talk about X2O and we talk about the Xyome 365 probiotics, I mean, we are giving the body foundational level nutrition, especially when it comes to gut health, and knowing that about 70% of the body's natural innate immune system originates from the gut, it would only make sense that we should be doing those types of things just in general for our overall well-being and good health. But again, the problem is when somebody is diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, this advice or this suggestion about, hey, let's try to get the body back into balance and back into harmony, especially in the gut area, especially, you know, in getting the foundational stuff like hydration and minerals and pH balance right. Instead of that advice, oftentimes they're being led down a much different path. So what I can share with all of you listening in tonight is that I myself, actually, as health conscious as I am, suffered for a period of time from an autoimmune condition. And I can tell you that the medical industry had no answers. They told me that, you know, this is something that they were aware of, but nobody has an idea really what causes it. And more importantly, nobody had an idea how to cure it. Well, I'm not saying that I cured anything, as Dr. T and I are always very cautious about. We never make claims that we cure anything. But what I realized is that the autoimmune condition was probably stemming from gut dysfunction in my own body. And so when I addressed that seriously, not only through supplementation, which is an important piece of that puzzle, but also through diet and lifestyle changes, suddenly my gut got better, my health got better, and the symptoms of my autoimmune condition have completely disappeared. Now, again, that's not me bragging. That's not me suggesting that I have all the answers. That's me saying, rather than go down the, oh, I should just suppress my immune system and deal with whatever comes my way and hope my immune system has enough strength left to take care of it, I said, let me look at what I can do from a health and nutrition standpoint to fix this. So even me, as much as I pride at myself on being a pretty health conscious guy, like Dr. T pointed out, I'm not perfect either. There's certainly things I can look back on and say, you know, I was probably making some bad decisions, you know, or maybe not being as good to myself as I thought I was. And the result was, you know, my body became more susceptible. And the blessing is, because of information and knowledge like you guys are hearing on this call tonight, I've been able to be, you know, exposed to this stuff for decades now, and I was able to start to think of it in a different way and address it from a very healthful, you know, perspective. And that's exactly what I loved about your topic tonight, Dr. T, is that you're talking about giving the body the foundational stuff that it can work with to really make significant positive changes, even in the face of something like an autoimmune condition. Amen. So I rambled a little bit, but I was passionate about what you're talking about tonight. So I'm going to turn it back over to you one last time in case you have any final thoughts or questions.
Two things. One is, you know, those of you, again, it's not a political thing, whether you like Kennedy, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, or not. He has some great ideas if you'll listen to him. He's been called the anti-vaccination guy, and he's not. What he's saying is people need a choice. If you have a child and I have a child, and Dr. Marsh and I were speaking of this, and my child has not been vaccinated, and he's worried about his child catching the measles, well, then get him vaccinated if you're that concerned. It's your own free choice and will. All Kennedy wants to do, I think, is basically what Zoom has been trying to do for over 20 years, and that is to give you an alternative method to look at. Again, Ken used the word innate, and that's exactly what we use in chiropractic. We believe basically the healing comes from above down, inside out, where many of the medical professions try to treat it from the outside in. So the nutritionals do that. And the final thing I want to say is from one of my other journals, it has a remarkable statement about just this gut health. And it says 35.4 million chronic digestive diseases were among the leading cause of doctor visits in the U.S., with more than 35.4 million visits for digestive system symptoms. And so when we address the gut health, the transformations can be remarkable. No, it's not going to happen overnight, But spaced repetition takes a new idea and turns it into an automatic action. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to go through spaced repetition, giving the body the nutrients. And as I tell people, give it, you know, I prefer 90 days, but give it at least 30 days, 30 to 90 days. If you don't see it, start seeing a transformation, then you probably won't. But if just think about this, 70 to 80% of the people, at least we've got the studies, Dr. Marsh can show you the testimonials, have a remarkable change. So wouldn't it be worth it to try to look better, feel better, and live longer and healthier in a shorter amount of time? So with that, I thank you all for taking time to be on the phone call with us. Thank you again, Dr. Marsh, for having me be part of the team.
I appreciate it, Dr. T. And guys, thanks for being on the call tonight as well. I appreciate you and appreciate you listening in. And as always, this is a recorded call. I encourage you to reach back to it, maybe share it with somebody who you think might benefit from it. And again, I invite you to come back. It's always the first and third Thursday, so basically 2 weeks from today, we'll be right back here. And I certainly welcome you to come back for more great information like this. So thanks again for listening in, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you soon.